As with all things in this world, the restaurant industry has gone through a massive transformation thanks to technology. Hey, the name of the show is Talking Tech. We're talking technology and food today, and we've got Bernard Acoca. He is the CEO of the West Coast chicken chain, El Pollo Loco. We talked to him recently about a project that he was doing to bring lost LA murals back to life via augmented reality, and we continue that conversation today from the booth of an El Pollo Loco in downtown Los Angeles.
So we're really committed to digitizing our business. To be transparent with you, we've been a little bit of a late entrant in that game, but we're quickly playing catch up. So we just happened to relaunch a brand new e-commerce platform, a new website this past July. We relaunched a new mobile app where you can pick up or order ahead to pick up. It's part of our loyalty program as well. We are about to launch at the end of October the ability to order via Facebook Messenger, the ability to order through Apple Business Chat, and the ability to order through the power of your voice through devices like Amazon's Alexa. So we are constantly figuring out ways to drive greater convenience digitally for our consumers. 2018, about 3% of our business was being driven, 3% of our sales were being driven by our digital channels. By the end of this year, we should get to 10%. And by next year, we're aspiring to get to 20%.
And why is digital so important to a restaurant chain that people love to come in and have the salsa on premises?
Well, how consumers are consuming media is just radically changing. I mean, the eyeballs are moving away from traditional media and moving to new media. Our Hispanic core customer, and I mentioned that 51% of our customers who come into our restaurants every single day use actually social media at a higher rate than the general market does, because the community just happens to be so social. They love to share in things in a group context. So we want to be where they are.
So you've been in the restaurant business for what, 20 years, something like that?
Personally, I've been in the restaurant business for over 20 years, yeah.
20 years. So when you started, it was just people come in, they order food, they sit down, they eat, right? I mean, a lot has changed. I mean, it's changed so radically. Are you shocked at how different it is?
Yeah, the industry right now is changing at the fastest pace I've ever seen it change. And so much of that is being driven by technology. Delivery being a huge initiative, e-commerce being a huge initiative. But frankly, the fact that, you know, everything is mobile driven these days, and you've got to make sure that your brand translates well in a mobile environment is really dictating so much of the success of restaurant brands. I mean, today, due to technology, really consumers shape the perceptions of brands today. Brands don't shape their own perceptions. I mean, your brand is getting played out on sites like Yelp and Google reviews, and so it really is a digitally enabled world, and that has impacted the restaurant industry in just a massive way.
Do you think in like 5 years is the business going to be 50% digital?
I don't know if it'll be as great as 50%, but it is growing exponentially each and every year. I think there'll always be a group of customers that kind of want to have the full dine-in experience. But given people's harried lifestyles these days, given how time-starved people are, you know, delivery is just becoming a bigger and bigger part of how people want to access you.
I'm Bernard Acoca, CEO of El Pollo Loco, talking to us today from the very first El Pollo Loco on Alvarado Street. Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun.
It was a real pleasure. Thank you for having me.
If people have questions, are you on Twitter? Are you on Instagram? How do they reach out?
Oh, man. I'd say probably the best way is to send us an email through elpolloloco.com.
I'm easy. I'm on Twitter at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.